Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone and also in the radio. This is our Sabbath lesson on this beautiful and icy, very snowy as well, Sabbath on December 9, 2017. This is our review. Lesson 240, chapter 51, The Light of Life. We are going to review part 6 today. Our opening hymn is entitled, Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the Light of the World. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us, by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. He's the Lamb that lights our way, Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the light of the world. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, little ones, would like to open with prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody will start going to heaven. I hope that everybody will have a good day today, and I hope that everybody will stop arguing, and I hope that everybody will start being godly in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 3 to 4, from the King James Version, and it reads, He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs, and carry our sorrows, yet we didn't esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with our review in part 6 of our lesson entitled, The Light of Life, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah.
The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind said, It is not this he that sat and began. John chapter 9 verse 8, King James Version.
You read that?
Yeah.
Okay, John chapter 9 verse 9. Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him," but he said, "I am he." John 9:11. He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight." John 9:12. Then said they unto him, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not."
John 9 verse 14, it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes.
John 9:16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them.
John 9:17. They say unto the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." John 9:19. And they asked him, saying, "Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doeth he now see?"
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue the reading, John 9:20, King James Version. His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind." John 9:21. But by what means he now see, we know not, or who has opened his eye, we know not. He is of age, ask him, and he shall speak for himself. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone, and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Today, we will cover pages 471 through 472. We are in Desire of Ages, page 471.
Desire of Ages, page 471. Thus the way was prepared for the Jews to reject Jesus. He who hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows was looked upon by the Jews as stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And they hid their faces from him. Isaiah 53, verse 4, 3. Desire of Ages, page 471, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 471. God had given a lesson designed to prevent this. The history of Job had shown that suffering is inflicted by Satan and is overruled by God for purposes of mercy. But Israel did not understand the lesson. The same error for which God had reproved the friends of Job was repeated by the Jews in their rejection of Christ. Desire of Ages, page 471, paragraph.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. How was he, Jesus, who has bore our grief and carried our sorrows, looked upon by the Jews, and what was shown by Job's history, and what was overruled by whom and why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The time down. He was as afflicted, drifted.
The answer was, he was a stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, and they hid their faces from him. And the history of Job had shown that suffering is inflicted by Satan and is overruled by God for purposes of mercy.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6 from the King James.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. Dear ones, we are in page 471. Babala.
Sabbath blessing, dear Sissy. Desire of Ages 471. The belief of Jesus in regard to the relation of sin and suffering was held by Christ's disciple. While Jesus corrected their error, he did not explain the cause of man's affliction, but told them that would be the result. Because of his work of God, will it be made manifest. As long as I am in the world, he said, I am the light of the world. Amen. Then, having anointed the eyes of the blind man, he sent him to wash in the pool at Siloam, and the man's sight was restored. Next slide, please. Continuing, Desire of Ages 471.
Continuing. Thus Jesus answered the people of the disciples in a practical way, as he usually answered questions put to him from curiosity. The disciples were not called upon to discuss the question as to who had sinned or had not sinned, but to understand the power and mercy of God in giving sight to the blind. It was evident that there was no healing virtue in the clay or in the pool wherein the blind man was sent to wash, but that the virtue was in Christ.
Amen.
Ages page 471, paragraph 4.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. While Jesus corrected their error, did he explain the cause of the man's affliction? And were the disciples called upon to discuss the question as to who had sinned or had not sinned? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, babala.
No, but told them what would be the result. Because of it, the works of God would be made manifest. No. But to understand the power and mercy of God in giving sight to the blind by the virtue that was in Christ.
Desire of Ages, page 471. Continuing. The Pharisees cannot but be astonished at the cure, yet they were more than ever filled with hatred, for the miracle had been performed on the Sabbath day. Desire of Ages, page 471, paragraph 5. The neighbors of the young man and those who knew him before in his blindness said, is not this he that sat and begged? They looked upon him with doubt.
Next slide, I'm continuing the reading. But when his eyes were opened, his countenance was changed and brightened, and he appeared like another man. Amen. From one to another, the question passed. Some said, is this he? Others, he is like him. But he who had received the great blessing settled the question by saying, I am he. He then told them of Jesus and by what means he had been healed. And they inquired, here is he. He said, I know not. Desire Ages 471, paragraph 6. Amen.
Amen. Welcome, dear Sister Parma. Sabbath blessing to you and your family. Question, boys and girls. Why did the neighbors of the young man and those who knew him in his blindness look upon him with doubt? And how did the blind man settle the question pass from one to another? Some said, this is he. Others, he is like him. If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
for when his eyes were opened, his countenance was changed and brightened, and he appeared like another man. And he who had received the great blessing settled the question by saying, I am he. He then told them of Jesus and by what means he had been healed.
The Star of Ages, page 471. Then they brought him before a council of the Pharisees. Again the man was asked how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. The Pharisees hoped to make Jesus out to be a sinner, and therefore not the Messiah. They knew not that it was he who had made the Sabbath, and knew all its obligation. Next slide, please. Continuing. It was he who had healed the blind man. They appeared wonderfully zealous for the observance of the Sabbath, yet were planning murder on that very day. But many were greatly moved at hearing of this miracle, and were convicted that he who had opened the eyes of the blind was more than a common man. In answer to the church charge that Jesus was a sinner because he kept not the Sabbath day, they said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? From Desire of Ages, 472, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How was the Pharisee statement making Jesus out to be a sinner, not of God and not the Messiah, because he kept not the Sabbath day? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, in answer to the charge that Jesus was a sinner because he kept not the Sabbath day, they said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? For many were greatly moved at hearing of this miracle and were convicted that he who had opened the eyes of the blind was more than a common man.
Continuing the reading, again, the rabbi appealed to the blind man. The Pharisee was asserted that he had not been more than blind and received his sight. They called for his parents and asked them, saying, Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? Desire Ages 47.
Some persons want to know. Desire of Ages, page 472. There was the man himself declaring that he had been blind and had his sight restored, but the Pharisees would rather deny the evidence of their own senses than admit that they were in error. So powerful is prejudice, so distorted is Pharisaical righteousness. Desire of Ages, page 472, paragraph 3.
I apologize, dear one. I have a slight fallout. Question, boys and girls. Did the rabbis believe the blind man? And what led the Pharisees to rather deny the evidence of their own senses than admit that they were in error? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
No. By appealing to them again, they ask, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? And then asserted that he had not been born blind and received his sight after his response. And so powerful is prejudice, so distorting is Pharisaical righteousness.
And continuing, the Pharisees had one hope left, and that was to intimidate the man's parents. With apparent sincerity, they asked, How then doth he now see? The parents feared to compromise themselves, for it had been declared that whoever should acknowledge Jesus as the Christ should be put out of the synagogue, that is, should be excluded from the synagogue for 30 days. During this time, no child could be circumcised, nor dead be lamented in the offender's home. And continuing on the next slide, please. The sentence is regarded as a great calamity, and if it failed to produce repentance, a far heavier penalty followed. The great work wrought for their son had brought conviction to the parents. Yet they answered, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who had opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. Thus they shifted all responsibility from themselves to their son, for they dared not confess Christ. Wow. Desire of Ages, page 472, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What was the one hope left for the Pharisees in their quest to deny their Messiah's miracle? And did the intimidation of the young man's parent help their ambition? And why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah.
The answer is... responsibility from themselves to their son for they dared not confess Christ.
I'm so sorry, dear ones. Well, we have a lot of people in the room and we have a lot of computer in the same room. We turn off all the others and at least leave one, which is the one that you're going to speak of. So it might help, dear sister. Just for the sake of the recording and for those that are listening on the phone, the answer was that was to intimidate the man's parents. And no, the parents feared to compromise themselves, but it had been declared that whoever should acknowledge Jesus as the Christ should be put out of the synagogue. Thus they shifted all responsibility from themselves to their son, and they dare not confess Christ. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 6. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our review. And this is the section where you ask all the little precious little ones to come very.
We are to overcome as Christ overcame. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have my peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. I hope I'm on the right one, Rose. You tell me if I'm not. Because Jesus overcame temptation, we can too with his help. Satan made strong attacks upon Christ when he were stronger attacks on Christ than he will ever make upon us. There was much at stake with him. One or the other had to win. If Jesus had sinned, we would all be lost. Jesus didn't sin, so we can all be saved if we do his will. There was much at stake for him, whether Christ or himself would be conqueror or the winner in the contest. If Christ resisted his most powerful temptations and Satan did not succeed in leading him to sin, he, Satan, knew that he must lose his power, and finally be punished with everlasting destruction. That is death, from which there is no resurrection. Therefore, Satan worked with mighty power to lead Christ to do a wrong action, for then he would gain advantage over him. Satan would have won the battle. You can never be tempted in so determined and cruel a manner as was our Savior. Jesus was crucified. That was a terrible trial or punishment, and he didn't even deserve it. Satan was upon his path every moment. Every time Jesus turned around, Satan was tempting him to do something wrong. Will man take hold of divine power and with determination and perseverance resist Satan? That means resist the devil's temptations with all our strength, as Christ has given him example in his conflict or battle with the foe in the wilderness of temptation. A wilderness is like a desert. God cannot save man against his will from the power of Satan's artifices or tricks. Man must work with his human power, aided by the divine power of Christ, to resist and conquer at any cost to himself. In short, man must overcome as Christ overcame. And then, through the victory that it is his privilege to gain by the all-powerful name of Jesus, he may become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That means you share in Jesus' glory. This could not be the case if Christ alone did all the overcoming. Man must do his part. He must be victor on his own account. We must resist and overcome the temptations that come to us through the strength and grace that Christ gives him. Man must be a co-worker with Christ in the labor over overcoming. And then he will be partaker with Christ in his glory. A co-worker is somebody you work with. A partaker with Christ means that you get to share with him. The Savior overcame to show man how he may overcome all the temptations of Satan. Christ met with the Word of God. Jesus said, "It is written, thou shalt not." And then he quoted the verse that put the devil to the worst. By trusting in God's promises, he received power to obey God's commandments, and the tempter could not gain advantage. Could gain no advantage over him. Sons and daughters of God, 156. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Thanks for putting up with me today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Next week, we will continue our review with part 7 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little one, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests would like to close with prayer, babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, we thank you for having us to have this blessed day. We thank you for having us to let us be able to also keep on being determined and persevering in whatever we do of your work. Let us be able to keep on doing the best we can to preach your gospel, that we may help others to follow you and repent from their sinful ways. Let us be able to also keep in mind everything that we learned or from any of the readings that we may have read or never have been. I pray that you may be able to help comfort us if we are sick or even have any unusual feelings that we can't get rid of. Let us be able to also be strong and be of good courage. We pray that you may be able to keep on learning more of you and keep on giving examples that other people may follow as well. We love you, Lord God. Looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, dear ones, by God's grace, we will continue next Saturday with our review, part 7 of The Light of Life, chapter 51. We hope and pray that all you will bless, and we hope that you will continue on this blessed Sabbath to acquire as much knowledge as you can, but also do your personal study to see if these things are so, according to Christ Jesus. Sabbath blessing, everyone.